This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in a series called God's Amazing Promises. In these lessons, you'll learn about some of the most significant promises that God has made to you. And these promises aren't empty. They're the key to renewed life, peace of mind, and hope for the future. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope 2020 Prayer Journal based on the theme, Growing Your Prayer Life, a great resource to help you make your time in prayer the best it can be. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called God's Promises About Giving.
I remember a specific time when I had a $500 college bill, and I also owed a friend $10 for gas that he'd loaned me, and I only had $50 in the bank. And I knew that that $50 was not going to pay my $500 college bill or the $10 that I owed a friend. So I remember reading the verse that talked about give and it will be given to you. And I read the verse about sow and reap, and I read all of these promises you talked about. So I went and I withdrew that $50 out of the bank. And I decided that I was going to give it to the American Bible Society. Why I chose them, I don't know. But I just thought they're creating Bibles to give away to people around the world. So I sent the $50 donation to the American Bible Society. And I sent a little handwritten note, said, you know, I'm a starving college student and I've got a couple bills, but this money wasn't going to pay off that bill. So I thought I may as well give it away. And I'm trusting God to keep his promises of give and it will be given unto you. And if anybody happens to read this letter, would you pray for this college student? You know, it was about a month later that I got invited to speak at a church up in downtown L.A. And I spoke Friday night and a Saturday night and a Sunday morning and a Sunday night to their youth group. And when we finished that night, the pastor of that church stood up and said, well, we're going to take a love offering for this young man, Rick Warren. And I'm going, oh, terrific, because I wasn't planning on getting anything out of it. I was just doing it because I wanted the experience and I cared about the kids there. And so they took up an offering and he put it in an envelope, or actually gave me a check. And when I got back to my college dorm, I opened it up and it was $565, which meant I had $500 to pay off the college bill, $10 to pay back to my friend, and $55 to pay the tithe on the gift. You think that made a believer of me, of giving in faith? You see, you can give by reason or you can give by revelation. When you give by reason, you look at your bank account and go, what can I afford to give? Anybody can give by reason. You don't even have to be a believer. You don't have to be a Christian. It takes no faith to give by reason. This is how much I've got. This is what I can afford to give. But to give by revelation is go, God, how much do you want to give through me? How much do you want to give through? This is a test of faith. And many, many times, time after time, I've now done this literally hundreds of times where we would pray, Kay and I would pray, and God would give us a number to give that was so astronomical, we thought, we don't have that to give. I remember in one of the early building programs of Saddleback Church, we committed to give an amount that was equal to my entire salary for 3 years. And I thought, how are we going to live for 3 years without my salary? But that's what God told us to give. And in a miraculous way, God took care of that need and met my needs. And he's done it so many times, I do it without thinking now. I know that God keeps his promises about giving. And so when Kay and I got married, we started tithing. Tithe means 10%. We started giving 10% to God. At the end of the first year, we raised our giving to 11%. At the end of our second year, we raised our giving to 12%. At the end of our third year, we raised our giving 3%. So we were now given 15%. Now, why did we do this? I mean, we didn't tell anybody about it for nearly 30 years. So we clearly weren't showing off. We weren't trying to impress God or to impress anybody. We didn't tell anybody about it for years and years and years. But every time I give, it breaks the grip of materialism in my life. Every time I give, my heart grows bigger. Every time I give, I become more like Jesus. And I want to be that way. So every year, we would increase our giving to the Lord. And there were times when the cupboard was bare and the year was real tight and tough, but we'd still raise our giving like 0.25%, because we always wanted to give more the last year. And on other years when we had like, I wrote a book or got a salary raise or something like that, we would raise our giving 4-5%. And till finally, now for many years, for the last at least 15 years, Kay and I have given away 91% and live on 9%. And you know, people often ask me, why do you think God chose you to write a book, Purpose Driven Life, that has now sold in all of its editions over 50 million copies? And one of the things I know is because he knew what I'd do with the money. He knew we wouldn't spend it on ourselves. I had a nearly 30-year track record of giving when we didn't have the money, when the cupboard was bare, when I was driving a car that I bought for $500 over in Leisure World instead of buying a new car so we could give more. And the times that we said we didn't buy that TV because we wanted to give more. And God knew that I had a track record that he could trust me with all that money.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. This vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The Growing Your Prayer Life Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a financial gift to this ministry, we'll send you the all-new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of this great resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, let me give you one more that promises that God has made, and it is this. God promises that my giving is stored up in heaven. This is a big, big thing. God promises that when I give, I'm not actually giving it away, that God is actually storing it up in heaven. Let me show you some verses about this. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18 and 19 says this, use your money to do good. Use your money to do good and give generously, always being ready to share with others whatever God has given you. Okay, can you do that? That's the premise of the promise. Always be ready to give generously. Always be ready to share with others whatever God's given you. Here's the promise. By doing this, you will be storing up real treasure for yourselves. He's talking about in heaven. It is the only safe investment for eternity. Now, I want you to circle two words, for yourselves. It says you'll be storing up real treasure for yourself. God says that when you give to God or you give to somebody in need, you're storing up treasure for yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. And where are you storing up for yourself? In heaven. Circle that treasure for yourself. Treasure for yourself. What is that? Well, we know that God has set up a bank account for you in heaven. And he says you can store up treasure for yourself in that bank account. How do you do that? By giving it away. Now, how do we know that God has a bank account for you in heaven? Because Jesus mentioned it five times. Five times. Anytime God mentions something five times, he's saying, I want you to get the message. Jesus uses the phrase, store up treasure in heaven, five times. I want to suggest to you that more important than your retirement account on earth is you need to start thinking about your eternal bank account in heaven, because that one's got to last trillions and trillions of years, whereas your retirement account, it may be just a few years. You say, well, Rick, how do I fund that eternal investment? How do I store up treasure in heaven? Well, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead through giving. And Jesus tells us this way, Luke chapter 16, verse 9. Jesus says, use your worldly wealth, your worldly resources, to benefit others and make friends. He's talking about eternal friends, make friends in heaven. In this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. Now, wait a minute. Let's look at that verse again. Go back and look at that. It says, use your worldly resources to benefit others. Got that part. And use it to make eternal friends. What does that mean? It means when you invest in people who are going there, that when if you use money to help people come to Christ, if you use money to be converted, if you use funds to help like the Peace Plan or Saddleback Church or a Daily Hope or any of our outreaches, you're actually making an investment in eternity. Any money that you give away, you're actually investing in eternity. And he says, when you invest in other people, when you help people come to Christ, they're going to go to heaven. And when you get to heaven, can you imagine a bunch of people coming up to you and say, thank you, I'm here because of you. I'm here because you gave to support Daily Hope Radio Program or the Peace Plan or any other ministry or outreach that's doing a good job. God says, people will say to you, I'm your friend for eternity. Thank you for caring for me. As I said, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. Now, let's review these nine promises of God. The premise is this. If I put God first in my money, first by tithing 10% back to him, the first 10% goes back to God, and I start learning to be generous with my money with others and investing it in good things and helping people come to Christ, help people grow, then I can count on God to do these nine things. God promises that if I learn to be generous, good things will happen to me and he'll bless me. Number two, my children will be blessed. I don't just get blessed, they do. Next generation. He will bless my work and my business. He will make it profitable. Number four, I will be happier. God says it's a promise. You will be happier when you learn to be generous. Number five, my influence will increase. Your world grows larger and larger. Number six, I will end up with more. You can't outgive God. Number seven, God will meet all my needs. Number eight, God will multiply whatever I give to him, like the seed. And number nine, my giving is actually being stored up in heaven as a bank account in treasure in heaven for me to use when I get there. So really, it just comes down to this. Do I believe these promises? Really, it just comes down to, do I really trust God to keep his promises? You see, you only actually believe the part of the Bible you actually do. And so if you say, well, I believe the Bible, but God's given you all these promises and you're not tithing or you're not being generous, you don't really believe the promises of God. Now, why would you believe God and trust him enough to save you, but you wouldn't believe and trust him enough for all the other things he's promised? That doesn't make sense. You say, okay, well, if I really want to trust God, what's my starting point? Well, my starting point is, as I said, tithing. God says over and over again that if I make $10, right off the top, the first dollar goes back to him. It's called tithing. Tithing means a tenth. It's not 1%. It's not 5%. Tithing means 10%. If you're not tithing the first part of your income back to God, That's where you need to start, with generosity. Because you can't be generous if you're robbing from God. You know that at least 10 times in Scripture, God says, the first part of everything you make belongs to me. The tithe is mine. It's holy to me. And God says, you're not to use my part of the income I give you on yourself. You can use the other 90%. But he says, if you use my part on yourself, you're cheating me. God gets really specific about this in the book of Malachi. And he actually starts negative, and then he goes positive. He starts actually with a rebuke of his people for not trusting him and for not tithing. And then he challenges us with a promise of reward. Let's wrap it up with this verse. Malachi 3, 8 to 12 says this. This is God talking. Is it right to rob God? Pretty important question. God says, is it right to rob me? Yet you are robbing me, says the Lord. But you ask, how are we robbing you? And God answers, by not returning your tithes and offerings. Bring your whole tithe, that's the whole 10%, into my storehouse. Notice where he brings it. It's an act of worship given as an act of worship at the house of worship. Bring your tithe, my store. Giving to a charity is not tithing. Giving to your sister in need is not tithing. Bring your tithe into my storehouse. It's undesignated giving. He said that there may be food in my house. Now notice, he says, test me in this. I call this the Pepsi challenge verse. This is the only place in the Bible where God says you can prove he exists. He says, test me in this and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there's not enough room for you to store it. That's like pressed down, fully measured, running over into your lap. See if I won't throw open the floodgates of heaven. Here's the reward. The rebuke was, you're not tithing. The reward is, test me. Try it. You like it. See if you throw open the floodgates of heaven, pour out so much blessing that there will not be enough room for you to store it. And then he says, then, God says, I will prevent the pests from devouring your crops. Did you know that any money you don't give back to God in tithe, God allows other things to take? There are pests in your life. And it can be everything from the refrigerator breaking down to the car needing repairs and on and on. God allows that because he says, you're not going to spend my money. You're going to have to give it away. Now, why is tithing so important to your spiritual growth? Well, because first place, it unlocks all these promises we've looked at. Deuteronomy 14:23 on the screen says this, the purpose of tithing is to teach you to always put God first in your lives. If you're not tithing, God is not first in your life. Show me your calendar, show me your money, and I'll show you what's first in your life. He says we give the first part of our income on the first day of the week. Another thing is that tithing draws us closer to God. You know, Jesus said, your heart will be wherever your treasure is. All right, let's bow our heads for prayer. God, I know this is a scary time for some people, because they just have never trusted you and your promises. So help them realize that the same God who died for them and the same God who loves them and saves them and is going to keep his promise to take them to heaven is the same God who says, I'll do these 9 things if you'll learn to be like me, if you'll learn to be as generous as I am. Now you pray. Say, God, I want these promises in my life. Say, God, I want good things to happen to me. I want my children to be blessed. I want my work or business to be blessed. I want to be happier. Lord, I want my influence to increase, and I want to end up with more than I've got. And Lord, I want to trust you to meet all my needs. And I want to believe that you will multiply what I give you. And I want to trust that whatever I give in tithes and offerings and in charity, that my giving is being stored up in heaven. So today I commit or recommit to giving the first 10% back to you. I'm going to trust your promises. I'm going to believe your word, and I know that is pleasing to you. Lord, I can't do this on my own, so I need you to keep your promises. I'm going to test you. I'm going to accept your challenge to see if you won't bless me in return, and then it'll be a blessing that I can't even handle. Lord, I look forward to this in faith and in confidence and in expectation. If you've never invited Jesus into your heart, Jesus is the answer to all of our promises. Say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart and life and fill me with your love. I want to follow you the rest of my life. In your name, amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2020 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. The theme is Growing Your Prayer Life. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Do you ever feel like your prayers get stuck in a rut? Would you like to know what God told me to do when my prayer life got stuck in a rut? It was a time when I just felt like I was praying the same thing over and over and over. In fact, I was beginning to wonder if God was even answering my prayers or even listening. Maybe you felt that way sometimes, or maybe you feel that way right now. So what did God tell me to do? Well, here's what he told me. It was such a powerful way to re-energize my prayer life, and it was so simple that I want to pass it on to you. God told me to do this. He said, Rick, start writing down what you're saying to me, and then I want you to write down what I say to you. Write down what you say to me, and then write down what I say to you. You see, it's really not that complicated. God just said I should start by writing down what I'm feeling, and then I should write down what he tells me after I've read his word. It's really just a form of journaling. And spiritual journaling is a spiritual habit that will help your prayer stay fresh and effective. If you've never tried it, I'm begging you, try this for a week or two and see if it doesn't reinvigorate your prayer life. Journaling has many, many benefits to your spiritual life. It'll help you stay consistent in your prayers. It'll give you a permanent reminder of how God answers your prayers because you've written them down. It shows how God is working in your life. You can go back and review it. It'll even help you worship God more and more as you speak to him. God speaks to people who care enough to write it down. So write down what God tells you, but you've got to have a place to do that. Now, I want to encourage you, and I want to help you take this simple step of learning this new spiritual habit in your prayers, of writing down your prayers and writing down your prayer requests. So what I did is I had my Daily Hope team create a brand new spiritual prayer journal. It's got a real simple to follow format that'll help you put into practice God's wisdom that is found in Philippians 4:6. That says this, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Those four things are part of the format of our prayer journal for this year. It's really cool. You're going to love this tool.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.